The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, send a message here, and I'll read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is The Real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, which kind of the preferred method of communication now, I think. It's ESPN, twitch.tv/ESPN975. So if you missed the first hour, talked a little bit about the Texans doing nothing at the trade deadline. Talked a little bit about the NFL maybe expanding the playoffs. And mostly election, because that's where we are. So a lot of people voted today, didn't have to wait in line. That's great. The people we were speaking to were bitching about having to wait in line when, you know, you've had 2 weeks to do it. So
what time are we going to start counting votes?
Well, like it's not, I mean, the first polls aren't going to close until 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Right. The East Coast polls at 7 there.
Okay. So 57 minutes and 36 seconds.
Yeah. There's a count right there. 33, 32. Yeah. Okay. But
so how long now, Fred?
29. Anyway, Kuzi asks, is the election the only thing you can bet on and have an effect on the outcome? It's an interesting thought. That's a very good thought, Kuzi. Trying to think what, I mean, unless.
Well, I mean, Pete Rose.
Ooh. yeah. That is one of the few things I think you can bet on where you. I mean, theoretically, you can't really impact it. I mean, let's be honest, one vote in one state.
I mean, there's some little, there's props and stuff that you could have.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, it's a shame I wasn't writing for Game of Thrones when they had all those Game of Thrones props. Because there's a different, well, same thing with wrestling, right? Yeah. You're a wrestling writer. Of course, it's not like you have an impact. It's like you already know because you wrote it.
Right.
So, yeah. And then somebody says, asymmetric risk. How have the presidential odds changed since yesterday? I've been following my two websites, and there have been, like, last Friday there was a huge swing toward Biden because there was a bunch of money that came in on Biden on Friday. Not sure why. And then Sunday, I believe, a bunch of money came in on Trump, including $1 million bet in England, or €1 million bet. That's even more. Ooh. And then today, it's all kind of coming in on Biden again. So I think, to be honest with you, I think people are kind of throwing darts. Because I think this thing is going to be just like it always is. It's going to be one or two states that decide it in the end, and it's going to be really close. And I certainly wouldn't bet a minus number on something like that. So, and then... friend asked me too today that Texas got to -350 for Trump. It's been at -400. I usually don't eat that much juice, but I think that's a better number. I don't think that's a bad number at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to make bets like that. Like if I thought there was a chance that Biden would win, I would probably go that way. But I don't. So I'm not paying -350.
Well, yeah,
because we make, that's the people we make fun of
for the most part. I mean, it depends on how much you're betting. You know, but I think.
Well, I mean, how much could you bet to make it worth your while? Well, like, if you're betting,
you got to be betting $10,000 at least,
right?
And I'm not doing that.
And then if you do that and you lose, that's the people we make fun of.
Exactly. But I treat this, and I treat all these props the same way I do boxing or MMA, where if I think the dog has a chance, I'll bet it. If it's too big of a minus number, I don't waste my time, or I'll throw it into a parlay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Although with the props, you can't really parlay props.
No. So you can't on this. But anyway, but you know what? I think the comments from everybody have been pretty good today. You know, everybody's, I think everybody's really anxious, just like everybody. I think more from the reaction than and then Bam Bam asks, what is a dog? Underdog, whoever has the longer price. So in this case, as of right now, Donald Trump is the underdog to win the election.
Yes. Pretty substantial underdog at this point. Not as substantial as he was 4 years ago, though.
No, and that's and I don't know that we're gonna have the same thing this time. And that's the first time I've ever bet on an election. Just because we talked about it so much. And everybody kept saying, oh, Hillary's going to win. And then I kept talking to people. And I was like, I don't want anybody to know about this, but I'm voting for Trump. I mean, a bunch of people.
Your wife?
No, not my wife. Dude, my wife, I can tell you how this night's going to go. She's going to be glued to the TV. She's going to be drinking like a fiend. If we find out Trump's going to win, I'm going to get, we're moving back to Canada. And if it's Biden wins, she's going to be like, she's going to run around the house with her little thermometer thing, taking everybody's temperature. Here, dog, what's your temperature? What's your temperature? Woo! I don't have to move back. That's what's going to happen. And then by tomorrow, she'll be like, okay, it's fine. So, somebody said, won money or won the election? I won money. Last time, I was 265, and everybody was saying, you know what? That's worth a bet because he's an underdog. That's good value.
Yeah.
And just in case.
Well, and I told you yesterday, I don't know if I said it off the air or on the air. Like, I don't think that your ticket on Trump is a winning ticket because I don't think Trump is going to win tonight. But I do think there's some value on. I mean, not value relative to plus 185, but I think the true odds are probably closer to like plus 120, plus 125. Like, I think that.
And when I made it, I thought that was the best number I was going to see. Because it had steadily, because if you remember, go back a few months, Trump was the favorite, significant favorite. Yeah. And it kept climbing and climbing and climbing, and it's kind of like stock. Like, I know that there's a certain price of stock where I'll sell it. And in this case, I was hoping to get 160, and if it got to 160, I was going to buy. Got to 165, boom. And then it bounced around a lot. Jizzin fan 713. If Biden wins, do you get some loving? I don't know. I'm pretty sure by that part of the night, she's going to be so. Well, she'll never know.
Lamont asks, what do you consider a landslide?
I really like the Smashing Pumpkins version of that song.
Fleetwood Mac. I like the Dixie. I like every version.
Almost everybody does a good job with
Dixie
that song.
Dixie Chicks do a good version of that
song. Are they still called the Dixie Chicks?
No, they're
just the Chicks.
Are they just
right?
The Chicks now?
I think so.
Okay.
It's hard for me to say, you know, because how do we define that? I would say maybe more than 310 electoral votes.
Last election was 304 to 227, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
I don't know the exact number, but it was the low 300s to mid or like to 220 something.
It's a pretty good ass kicking.
It is.
Do we call that a landslide?
I don't know. So a landslide to me,
306 to 232.
306, 232.
Is that what it was?
That was 2016, close. Yeah.
Nice.
What was Obama-McCain? That was a landslide. Like, when one side doesn't get to 200 electoral votes, that's a pretty good ass kicking.
So I said about 320.
2008 was 365 to 173.
Okay, that's a landslide.
That's a landslide.
That brought it down.
Yeah.
So.
And Obama's second election was pretty comfortable as well. Like George W. Bush, both times he won, it was like the thinnest of margins.
Right.
They had to like recount states, and it was always really close. That's typically another landslide. Think back to Bill Clinton, Bob Dole. Landslide. That was Bill Clinton.
379, 159.
Bill Clinton, Bob Dole?
Yep.
Yeah. Landslide. It seems like, and I'd have to keep going back a little bit further. I think Bill Clinton, did he crush
Bush? Yep. 370 to 168.
So is it when a Democrat wins, it's a landslide? Is that how it works typically? Because Republicans have, I mean, this the last election was the first one that Republicans really gotten any distance in, it feels like, in a long time.
No, Reagan, Bush Sr. won.
Oh, Bush Sr. won by a landslide.
He destroyed Michael Dukakis.
Yeah, that and then
426 to 111.
And I still to this day don't understand why people turned on him so fast because I thought he was a damn good president. But
Ronald Reagan, I think, might have been the biggest landslide in the world.
Yeah, Reagan was.
Well, Reagan, I think that that Mondale guy like won his state and that was it.
He won Minnesota for 13. Or he won a total of 13 votes.
What was his other one? So Minnesota and what?
It doesn't show on the actual map, but there's certain states that get to split. Like Maine gets one, like they have by district, I guess, in Maine. And Trump is expected to win one electoral vote from Maine.
My guess is if he won Minnesota and Minnesota was 10, my guess is his other three came from like a Vermont, a New Hampshire, or a Delaware, some kind of like some state that's always going to be blue.
Oh, he got three from D.C.?
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, but Reagan won that 525 to 13.
Well, Reagan smashed Jimmy Carter too. Like so,
yeah.
Okay, so maybe my
49 to 49.
My theory is a little bit off.
Yeah, Reagan won 49 states, and somebody said I think you have to win the popular vote too. But if you're winning by that much, you're winning the popular vote,
right?
Yeah, there's no real doubt about that. I don't think so. Yeah, and then Tuesday texter Ross Perot screwed Bush won. I also
Ross Perot got nothing either.
But what I think, and it's funny because Mitch, I listened to this Canadian talk show, and all they talk about is us. And they had an expert on there talking about the 3 one-term presidents who got voted out. There was some disaster during that, and I don't remember what it was during Bush Senior's, but the other one was the 2008 collapse.
Yeah,
I think, and then now COVID. So he was predicting that. Biden would win, but then there was another guy on there who was convinced that Trump is going to win in a landslide because he has him winning every battleground state. He also said that it was all the Cuban Americans in Florida were going to turn the election because they represent all Hispanics apparently.
And that's the other thing about Ross Perot. Like it's funny how a third party, it's looked like they're screwing somebody like, or they were just a better option. Like that's entirely possible.
I mean, he walked away with 19 million votes.
Yeah.
Whereas Clinton won with only 44 million votes.
Yeah. Well, if George Bush would have been, if he had been more electable, Ross Perot wouldn't have taken those votes, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And somebody asked, what's a fair number for the third party to get? What did we decide? Like 2%?
I mean, 2% would be, I'm hopeful for 2%. Like 5% would be a thrill.
Yeah, 2012, Gary Johnson took 1 million votes, 1.2.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not enough. Did he get more or less in 2016?
2016, he had 4.4 million.
Okay.
And then you had Jill Stein taking 1.4 and somebody named Evan McMullen who had 728,000.
Like, I'll say this, and it's what I said 4 years ago, and I know there's a lot of people who, and it's not like my third party vote back in 2012 didn't really change anything because it was pretty obvious that Obama was going to beat Mitt Romney no matter what. It wasn't like this, like the last year, this election or the last one where we were like, I don't know who's going to win. We knew who was going to win that election. 4 years ago, I was like, okay, if there's ever a time for people to vote for a third party, it's now. Because everyone was like, oh, Hillary's the worst. Trump's a bad person. It's the lesser of two evils. That's what you hear 4 years ago and now. You're hearing lesser of two evils. If there's ever been a time to do it, it's these elections. But people are still scared to do it. My cousin was like, you know, I listened to Joe talk and it makes a lot of sense, but this election is just too important. And that's what everybody will say is, and guess what? Every presidential election is pretty important, okay? There's not going to be one 4 years from now, 20 years from now, that we're like, I can throw my vote away this time. And you know, 4 years from now, I'll vote, you know, for something that matters. Like,
it's actually part of my Hey Man, Believe That.
Yeah, stop saying, like, this election's too important. Every presidential election is important, okay? Just vote for what you believe in. And if it's one of these two crazy cults, by all means, keep voting for them. But if you, like, stop being scared to vote for something different.
Well, in concept, I agree with you, and that's why I say on the local level, let's start doing that. But it's not going to work on the national level until somebody big gets behind it. Somebody who the people can get behind, whether it's the Libertarian Party or another party that gets created. And yeah, Ross Perot took a big step, but we need somebody bigger than that. And it's sad that we need a billionaire or a famous person or somebody like that to make this happen. But that's what's going to have to happen for it to have any traction whatsoever. And it's got to be the right person. And it's got to be somebody people can get behind.
You know who the saddest people in politics are? The people who run as vice president and don't win. They're almost always forgotten.
Was like, there anything sadder than an ex-vice president?
Like,
who doesn't go on to be president?
Do you know who Hillary Clinton, this is 4 years ago, who her running mate was?
Oh, God, it was some...
Tim Kaine.
Well... You've got the internet.
No, I really didn't look that up.
Well, you should have let
Fred I don't even remember. All I know was some clown.
But yeah, I mean, that's like a, that's a, you barely know that name. Like the, and it was Paul Ryan with Mitt Romney. The last one that I really have like a great memory of was Sarah Palin, and it was for just comedy purposes.
I miss Dan Quayle.
John Edwards was John Kerry's running mate.
Jeez.
Like, it's kind of, you go through it and it's like, God, all these people. Like, once you run for vice president and don't make it, your career's pretty much over. Joe Lieberman ran with Al Gore.
Paul Ryan, nobody talks about anymore.
No! Pat Choate was Ross Perot's running mate.
See, I remember when it was...
And former Buffalo Bills quarterback Jack Kemp ran with Bob Dole.
Was it Lloyd Benson that ran with Michael Dukakis?
I think so.
Because people really liked Lloyd Benson, and they thought if they got him, they might have a chance.
Let's see. Yeah, it was Lloyd Benson.
That was the best vice presidential debate ever when it was him and little Danny Quayle. And that was the line where I knew John Kennedy. You're no John Kennedy. Oh, all right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. So, buddy, where am I dropping you? Anywhere but Austin on a Friday night. That's what. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Hey, I got something, to break up the voting talk.
Yeah?
Just came up with a game while I was out there. I had to go pee. And as I was walking through the bullpen there, I saw there's a bunch of candy on the table. I guess you guys have seen that. You know who brought in all the candy? Is it Joel?
I have no idea, but I still have a whole bunch of that I have to bring up here, too.
Okay, so I was looking at the Starbursts, and I asked Jeff and Tyler, how many Starbursts do you think you could eat at one time, and how long would it take? And Jeff came up with the number 25.
Wow.
So,
that's eager.
He's unwrapping Starburst right now. Stick your head out there and see if he's close to ready. But Jeff is going to put...
He says he needs a couple of minutes to unwrap them all.
He's going
to
put 25 Starburst in his mouth. And he's going to, before he does it, he's going to give us an over-under on how long it's going to take him to chew all these Starbursts. And we're gonna go again. Like, we'll figure out what we think. And we'll see who's the closest to the number. Now... Much like it's all, the rules are like Survivor, when they make them eat gross things, or Fear Factor. When your mouth is clear, you stick your tongue out, and it's empty. That's when it's over. Here's the rules of the contest. I told Jeff this, though. You have to put all 25 into your mouth before you start chewing. So what's a reasonable time in your mind? Mm.
He's going to choke if he puts all 25 in his mouth. I'm not giving him the Heimlich. This is another one of your ideas that's going to get somebody killed.
You think so?
Yes. Just like you made poor Trey fall down in here.
How old's Jeff?
He's going to choke and die.
Jeff's like a full-grown man.
You can't put 25 Starbursts in your mouth.
He said he can do it. That's like, what if someone said...
Jeff's in his 40s.
Yeah.
Well, he's had a good life then.
People told Cool Hand Luke he couldn't eat 100 eggs, and guess what he did? He ate 100 eggs.
You know what? That's a movie, and it's not real.
What?
Yeah. Hate to break it to you.
So he's not...
I think he didn't die? I'm just going
to
say...
That's what we could do to Trey. Instead of making him drink on happy hour, he just has to eat eggs while we all drink.
Eat 100 hard-boiled eggs? Yes.
Yeah. I'm going on record. This is a terrible idea, and you better... And you know what? I hope the paramedics can get here because they're probably all at poles right now in case people get killed.
I mean, he'll have the trash can here. If it gets too dire, he can just spit all the Starburst out.
How are you going to get it out of his throat?
I'll dig it out with my bare hands.
Okay, then that's what you do. I'm not getting anywhere near this.
I've got their sanitizer here, the tequila-flavored sanitizer.
Couple things. So y'all keep mentioning needs to be a billionaire, a person who people can get really behind that will make positive change. Trump is literally that person, all caps on literally. Nope, he's not, because he's part of the cartel and the Republican Party cartel. We're specifically talking about a third party and building a third party. So no, if Trump had run as an independent, then yeah, he might have fit that bill. But
he would have never won as an independent.
No, he would have never had a chance. And 409 says, I'm just scared people will vote for a socialist to run our country for the next 4 years. Guys, There's no socialist running.
Stop being terrified.
Hate to break it to you. Biden is incredibly moderate. And you guys need to quit being scared of the word socialist. Bernie Sanders is a hardcore socialist. He's not running. Did you take that $1,200 check from the government? You know what that was?
Socialism.
Yeah. So, again, a little more. Just, you know. Guys, do some research, please. Please. That's all I'm asking.
I don't want a socialist.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. So when are we doing this? Because we got Jerome next.
Well, he can do it while Jerome's on.
Can he?
Yeah, it'll just be for Twitch.
Still waiting for a definite confirmation because Jerome has an early deadline that he's trying to make.
No. Texans did nothing. Yeah, good job, Jerome. You should be done with that by now. No, I think we should do this on air, because if he dies, he dies.
Did you see this? It's trending on Twitter right now. The breakdown of LA sports owners' political contributions.
Oh, boy.
Steve Ballmer and his wife, the owner of the Clippers, gave $14,782,000 in political contributions. The owners of the Lakers gave $14,937. Jeff's ready?
Yep.
All right. So here's what we're going to do.
He looks kind of nervous.
Tell Jeff to come in here.
Okay.
We're about to hit a break. So here's what we're going to start this thing before the break, and we'll see how deep into it he gets, and hopefully on the other side of the break. So if you want to see this, tune in on Twitch. If you want to see him trying to eat these Starbursts, Jeff, pull up a seat here. I wouldn't sit on that table. That's danger.
Yeah, you're already risking your life on this, so.
Are you nervous about this, Jeff?
A little bit, yeah. It's a lot of candy.
Are you not a candy eater?
This is why. Yeah, well, this is why you don't just say, right, "Hey,
put them in stacks of five like poker chips." We need to make sure we're not cheating here.
Well, there was 26 of them actually. That's all that's left. So.
Yeah, talking to the microphone there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there was only 26 left, so I just unwrapped all 26.
Again, so you're going to do 26 instead of 25.
Yeah, 26. I'm going to try. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
And you said you're not a big candy eater.
I don't like candy at all.
Oh, well, this is...
Tyler, why would you agree to this?
Tyler said he could probably do like 10. And then Jeff came over the top and was like, I bet I could do 25. I'm telling you, this is his Cool Hand Luke moment.
There is no chance. The guy's going to choke right here on air. And
are you worried about choking?
No, not worried about choking.
You've had more than this in your mouth.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you've been in prison.
Yeah, right.
This is a horrible idea.
Okay, so now I see there's 26 there. So what time do you think it's going to take? What's your best guess?
I don't know. Did y'all have a guess on it? I think probably 2 to 3 minutes, maybe.
Fred?
I'm going to say...
Give us an exact time.
I'm going to say 3 minutes.
3 minutes on the dot.
3 minutes
I'm
going to
say
dot.
2 minutes, 40 seconds should be the number. Okay. A little pressure on here.
Write these numbers down, Aaron. Everybody's going to give their guess. Tyler, what do you say? 8:15? 8.5 minutes. Ooh, that's high.
Ooh, yeah, it is high. He's got no faith in you.
Aaron?
What was yours, Fred?
240. Don't you do 241.
No, no, I just didn't write it down. Dickweed move, pal. I didn't write it down fast enough.
What do you got, Aaron?
He said 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going 5 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to go 4.5 minutes. 442. 442 is what I want. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Jeff. When do we start the timer? When he puts all the candy in?
Yeah. Like, you're going to tell me when to go, and I'm going to start my timer on my watch.
Okay, so let's go ahead and load up now.
All right.
And once you've got all 26 pieces in,
we'll start the clock.
We'll start the clock.
We'll go to break. You'll have to go to Twitch.
I
want to
change my mind. I've got 5:32. It's going to take him longer.
So I took 5:28. You're going to take 5:32?
You can't do them?
No, there's no way. That's what I was trying to say. There's no way you could do this.
Okay, just leave that one out. Because 26 is too many.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Go.
All right. We are going to break. Watch him on Twitch. You know, you could bet on everything on MyBookie. You could probably bet on this.
Watching on
And you know what, guys? We were talking about these election odds. If you want to get on MyBookie, you can bet state by state. You can bet who's going to win. You can bet electoral votes. It's all available, and it's all on MyBookie.ag. And the cool thing is, if you win, you're going to get paid. You can play parlays. You can live bet. You're going to be able to bet the presidential election all night. So it's all on MyBookie. You want to get in on Maction tomorrow? You got that. You got football all week starting tomorrow, too. So if you don't want to bet on politics, you've got football. And, guys, easy deposits and withdrawals. Tons of options to get in on the action. And when you sign up, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. So if you want to jump in and make a bet right now and you haven't signed up yet, go to mybookie.ag, use promo code radio. That's promo code radio. They're going to match that first deposit 100%, promo code radio. And get in on the action. Even if you hate everybody, it's a good way to have some fun with it. Mybookie.ag, you bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and it's perfectly fine for us to try to make him laugh while this is going on.
What's our time at right now, Aaron?
We are at 3:56.
Okay, so we're at 4 minutes. I said what, 5:42?
Yours was 5:32. Mine was 5:28.
Oh, yeah, you're losing.
Drew says, I've never watched somebody get diabetes on Twitch.
Yeah. Jeff, our intern, has 25 Starburst in his mouth right now. And is your jaw hurting, Jeff? No, he's fine. He's good. He worked it out before he stretched.
Do we have Jerome?
We do?
He just had some technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. No, of course he did. Of course he did. So we'll just stick with this.
What beats this, Fred? Come on.
You making poor Trey pass
out. All right, how you holding up, Jeff? But you think you're making some time here? Do you think that...
Oh, you can actually talk now.
Do you think that 3 minutes was a ridiculous...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. At least you can hear his words now, because at first it was...
I think you went too high. Went way too high.
Although I admire that, because the rest of us all kind of, thought a certain time range. So.
I really thought it would be quicker until I saw like what 25 Starburst in your mouth actually looks like, and I had to change up. I think he's getting close. Where are we at now, time wise, Aaron?
5:14.
Oh man, I'm gonna be really close. I think he's probably about 30 seconds from finishing here. No, no, it's not.
Nobody said Price is Right. It's just whoever was the closest. Ugh.
What's our time, Aaron? Need you watching real close. He's almost
5:38.
I wonder what 538.com would say about the odds of this.
5:45.
What did I say?
You said 5:32.
5:42, I said.
No, you said 32.
Did I say 32?
You went 4 seconds longer than me.
Damn it. Good job, Jeff. Oh, don't your hands right. covered in orange stool. Yeah.
Don't I'm already type 2 diabetes. Don't touch me.
But does it feel good or not good?
No, it's gonna. I can already tell. It's not. I don't like.
Your
it.
Body's not gonna be happy about that. No. You know what you should do? Go get him some Whoppers to wash that down. That'll fix everything.
Yep.
Well, Jeff, you've earned your internship today.
Thank you.
How long have you interned here?
Oh gosh, for a couple years now.
You're a trooper, man.
Yeah.
Does this make him a made guy now?
I think so. Yeah. How come you're never here on happy hour?
I don't know. Trey asked me to come in on happy hour like a week ago or so.
And you don't like it?
And enjoy it. No, it's not that. I'm just never here on Fridays. I'm always here Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
But maybe
I think you got to do a happy hour to be a made guy.
Okay.
And then we can see.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, but, let's see Trey eat 25 Starburst.
You know what? I think Trey could
probably
do that.
Choke.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You got to stop making Trey do this stuff.
I think the fact that he didn't choke at all, there was not even like a gag or anything. I saw you get a little concerned when your drool started to come out, but that was it.
Well, it's difficult because the ones that you don't have chewed up yet start to go back down your throat. Like Fred was saying, you're going to choke.
So
you gotta,
I mean, I didn't want you to choke, but I could see one of those getting stuck in your throat, not being fully chewed with that many in your mouth.
Yeah,
well,
be careful.
You're the healthiest intern we have. Congratulations.
Yeah, at least you were.
There you go.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, that was that made my day. I don't know why, but I just thought when I saw those Starbursts, I was like, this would be hilarious. And turned out, yeah, it was funny.
You're really great.
I didn't want to say this when he was in here, but oh my God, his next bowel movement is going to be so dreadful. So dreadful.
No, he's going to poop a unicorn. That's what's going to happen. Astro Egg 12 says Trey would eat the 25 Starburst while reciting the Daytona 500 winners in order. True. Well, that was something.
There you go. Trey would forget to take the wrapper. That's possible as well.
Yeah.
So no Jerome?
No, it kept connecting for about 5 seconds and then would drop out.
All right. Well, what are we going to do? Are you going to do?
I think that's just his way of.
He's busy.
He doesn't want to mess with us.
That's probably the case.
And that's okay. I'm sure he's got it right. The Texans did nothing on the.
Jeff's time was 5:45.
Okay. Ooh, somebody has a good idea. How about soaking Starburst in liquor for Fridays?
Oh, that actually sounds good.
That does.
We used to do that in college. You put them in a bottle of, throw a couple of each different flavor in a different bottle of vodka, and they absorb.
Yeah, didn't you guys do vodka gummies for the party, and that's what almost killed Roger? Bears. Yeah. Mm.
AJ couldn't make it in a real frat, so he made his own. My college didn't have fraternities. I mean,
I wonder why.
I mean, well, they did. I wasn't interested in that. I get.
You're also a grown ass man.
Yeah, that was a problem. Like by the
time
I got
18 year old trying to find a
place.
Well,
why is
he
doing it now? By the time I got to college, I was like, I was in my early 20s. What am I going to do?
So now that you're 40, it's okay to be a frat guy.
Hang out with a bunch of 19-year-olds. Well, I mean, listen. I'm just trying to have some fun. That's all.
Yeah, it's okay. Astro Egg, gummy bears and fireball, trust me. Oof. That would probably put me in a diabetic coma, just one of those. Because fireball's full of sugar, too.
We've got some interesting stuff to add. Because the Mega Shot's almost gone. So today I bought a bottle of menthol tobacco vodka and a bottle of peanut butter whiskey. And I also bought, how many bottles, small bottles, like travel size bottles of booze did I buy, Aaron? 7, 8?
I think so. 7 or 8. I'll count them.
Of just random things that we're going to dump into the Mega Shot.
Do we want more of that really bad Lebanese liquor? Because I know where I can get some.
The one that has the silt in it?
No, that's the Israeli one. Don't confuse those two.
Oh, sorry.
Racist.
I mean, yeah, any nasty stuff.
That was the one Tyler brought. That we thought was so awful.
Okay. Well, I'm for that.
Okay.
I tried to buy Malort, but they're sold out of Malort at the big specs. I don't know who bought it, but somebody did.
Mm. We've made things popular.
I think so. I think that is partly true.
Well, I kind of think people like following along and saying, let's see how bad this was, right?
I don't know. I guess maybe that's like the guy, Jason Braddock, when he went back to the store to get Tabacky Vodka, they asked him, "You ever listen to the Blitz?" And he was like, "Yeah, you could say that." So it's not. Maybe it's possible that we're getting people to buy these bad booze. We are bad booze salesmen.
Maybe these bad boozes should start sponsoring the damn hour.
Yeah.
Someone three says, in non-election news, the Voyager 2 spacecraft has been traveling through space for 43 years and is currently 11 billion miles away.
Dang.
NASA contacted it yesterday and said it was fine.
Oh, all right.
Can't tell me aliens haven't intercepted that thing by now. Probably got a gun to its head saying, tell them you're okay. You don't see nothing.
NASA can talk to people 11 billion miles away. And then if you've got Sprint in America, your phone doesn't work. Like, we can't talk to Jerome.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's Metro PCS for Jerome.
Okay.
Well, fair enough.
Fireball has a Fireball-specific eggnog available at Wally World. Really good combination. That sounds gross, but I do think that eggnog is something we should have to drink on like a holiday happy hour. Are you an eggnog fan?
I can live with or without it. It's gross.
Oh, I like it.
Well, we'll have to mix eggnog with something with menthol tabacky flavored eggnog.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
Yeah, then are you going to like it then, Aaron?
No.
Yeah.
There's going to be more holiday spirits coming out.
Just since we're on aliens.
Oh, boy. I don't know what. I mean, you put us on aliens. You can't bring us to aliens and then go.
You tried,
we're on it.
You tried to kill an intern. I can do my alien thing. If you guys are listening, because obviously if NASA can talk to you, you can hear us. You're invited to happy hour. How badass would that be?
If we had
if aliens showed up for happy hour. So see, I'm not doing a bad thing. I'm inviting them. You can hear these airwaves wherever you are. Come to happy hour and bring some alien booze. Some Romulan ale. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, honestly, the peanut butter whiskey is pretty good.
See, I heard peanut butter whiskey's awful. I mean,
we had it.
We'll find out.
Did we?
Yeah, we had it at our bar.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We were out there.
Yeah, that wasn't bad now that I think of it.
Now, that was name brand peanut butter whiskey. You bought the off brand that says extra nutty on the side of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. No, not crunchy peanut butter whiskey. So we want to know what happened to the buffalo wing sauce beer. I haven't seen any of that.
We haven't gotten it.
Yeah, I need to go see and check the place by me and see if they'll get any in.
I heard that it was brewery only.
Lopez says pickle eggnog. Trust me, Fred. Nope. No more pickle. We did the pickle. I survived the pickle. We're moving on. And then,
you know what? That may be the move. We will have eggnog mixed with several different disgusting shots, and we'll do the wheel of death a little bit different. Like, I'll say, okay, it's Aaron's turn, and then we'll spin the wheel, and whatever mixer you land on, you have to drink an eggnog mixed with that booze.
I like that.
Okay, but not more than like a double shot, not a full glass.
Well, no, just one shot.
I mean, like a shot or a double's fine.
It's like we always do.
It'll be a double shot of the booze mixed with eggnog.
Yeah, but not a full glass of eggnog, right?
Yes. Like a rock size glass of eggnog, not like a tall glass.
Okay.
Not a pint glass, but like what you like a rocks, like if you order to drink on the rocks, like a whiskey on the rocks, you would get in that.
Ben says AJ won't be happy until he's killed someone during happy hour. That's true.
Who did we almost kill? We're having fun.
We almost killed Trey.
Trey went down like he got hit by a sniper.
And there was also a week where we had to sit there and keep him from driving away because he could barely walk. So, yeah, that's who you almost killed twice. And then somebody asked, how about the mayo shot? You do all this, and then I'm the one that has to sit there and make sure he's okay. I have to be the adult. It's not fair. Damn it, I want
to... You don't have to do anything.
No, well, because you're not going to do it. You're not going to make sure that your employee isn't going to die.
Hey, did you see what if the main thing on Twitter is right now?
No, I'm trying to stay away.
Election results might be delayed. With the increase in voting by mail, there might be a delay in the announcement of election results. This means you could encounter unconfirmed claims that a candidate has won their race.
Can I ask something about the mail-in votes? Wouldn't those be primarily Republican? Aren't those like older people who can't leave their house?
I don't think so. That's why Republicans don't want voting by mail to be allowed. Trump tried to shut down the post office.
Yeah, well, which makes no sense to me because I think he's shutting down his own people.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, to me, the people who are mailing it in are old people and invalids who can't leave. And I think that's more his base.
Mm. Harris County Clerk just tweeted out public service announcement. If you are in line at a voting center at 7 p.m., you are allowed to vote.
That's the same thing.
Do not leave until you have voted. That includes drive-through voting at Toyota Center. For maximum attention, here's a picture of a classic. Ham and bananas hollandaise. And there's actually like a banana with ham and like hollandaise sauce on it.
You know what? Here's a good point. This year it's Democrats avoiding Rona. That's probably fair.
I don't know why they don't want people voting by mail.
I don't know. I'm all for let everybody vote and then we figure it out, but oh well.
Over 180,000 votes today in Harris County alone.
And there's another one, Fred, I did because I'm still registered in Jefferson County.
Oh, okay. Never saw it coming,
so all right, we're going to take a quick break. So far, we're having a fun show, even on a not-so-fun day.
Might be a fun day. I don't know. Yeah. You just got to pretend about, like, other stuff's not really happening.
Hmm. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And there's a distance in your touch, and though I
miss you more than lavender. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And everybody talk about the mail-in and voter fraud. I think that's so overstated. I don't know why. I mean, just me. All right, let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day real quick.
The Gem of the Day, it's the Gem of the Day, the Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, I've got a wrestling one, and I've got a pregnant pig setting a barn on fire and having to be rescued, and it being live streamed. Well, that's kind of the whole story.
Okay, what was the first one?
Kind of a wrestling thing.
Let's do wrestling.
Involving the British Bulldogs.
Okay. Isn't that guy dead?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But the two of them, Bret Hart was telling some stories about him on Confessions of the Hitman podcast. Said, you know, they were both very strong. And so their after club thing, this is what they would do. I can remember going to clubs and stuff. And when they would leave the bar, they would turn cars over upside down in the parking lot.
Oh, jeez.
Said you could always go out to the car and go, the Bulldogs have been here, because there'd be a car flip completely upside down. They were like that all the time. I wonder how often you can get away with that before somebody calls the police on you?
I don't know.
Of course, I guess if you're famous, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's...
Although when they were a tag team, I don't know how famous they really were. I mean, they were relatively famous, but they weren't like...
Well, they weren't Bret Hart famous.
No.
So, yeah, I think that's a bit much. But anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
They're both dead now.
Yeah. The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And of course, Eric Warner makes a great eggnog that will knock you on your ass.
Of course.
Yeah. It'd be good to get Eric back in town because he's a fun addition to Happy Hour when he can do it. So, somebody asked, did I already miss the positive non-pedo corona update of the day? No, you didn't. I haven't checked to see if it's positive or not today.
I mean, it ends tomorrow. That's the positive.
Yeah. The whole thing ends tomorrow. You know what? Let's do it. Let's do it because I do have some good news.
Positive. Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
All right. The effective reproduction rate, which is a number that when it's over one, that's not good. Well, it's down to 1.10 from 1.13 last week. That's okay. A positive, right? How about this? The current 7-day average testing positivity rate, 3.9%. You know what it was last week? 4.1.
Okay. It's going in the right direction.
Here's another one going in the right direction. You know, the daily new cases that I'm always talking about?
Yes.
567, still over 500, which is not, you know, we were feeling better about under 500. But down from the 800 that we had a couple days ago, and down from the 643 average new cases last week.
All right.
So, positive. And yesterday, Texas Medical Center admitted 97 new COVID-19 patients. You know how many were admitted last week? 102 per day. Also down. And ICU is down to 87%. It was 91% earlier in the week.
Okay.
So all five key takeaways from the Texas Medical Center are positives today.
Very good.
I didn't know that because I hadn't looked yet. And yeah, so that's your positive non-pedo positive Rona update.
Positive non-pedo Corona update of the day.
The British Bulldogs were tag team champions one time, but for a total of 294 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's a pretty good
almost
run.
A year, yeah.
That puts them top 10 all time in days spent as WWF or WWE tag team champions.
I bet he wasn't. There weren't tag team championships more than Booker T was.
They were actually.
Ooh, really?
At least in the WWF. Now, remember, okay.
They all died, right?
Yeah. Well, by the time Booker T went to WWF, he was more of a singles guy. In WCW, though, Harlem Heat, they spent a lot of time as tag team champions. So I would guess more than the British Bulldogs, yes. I'll tell you right now, list of WCW tag team champions. I can tell you they've had many more reigns. They are third all time in combined days.
Okay, so that's more.
470 combined days as WCW champions, behind only the Steiner brothers and the Minnesota Wrecking Crew, which is that's like Arn and Ole Anderson, like those guys.
Yeah.
They're Gene Anderson.
Where are the Freebirds in there?
Let's see. They've had two reigns for 134 days.
Okay. And they were also in Highlander.
True.
Which, couple things from the text line. Somebody says Earl Thomas and his brother may be able to make a run as tag team champs. Well played.
Their run was cut short. Somebody kicked in the door.
And somebody says, can we get some non-pedo Texans talk? I think we said all we need to say about the Texans in the first hour, but maybe we'll revisit it. We'll see. I mean, there's not much to say. They didn't do anything. And yeah.
Had their chances.
Yeah. And, I mean, apparently they just didn't get any offers they liked. Which I know when Lawyer Dave gets an offer he doesn't like, he tells him
to shove it.
Yeah. Bleep you guys.
Give me a better offer.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm representing a blitzer and I'm taking care of the blitzer. What's going on, Dave?
You're absolutely right, Fred. If they give me some BS offer, I tell them to shove it. Let's go to trial, and off we go. Lawyer Dave, 713-626-8900 is my number, and I'm there for you boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, all the way.
Yeah, and other lawyers go to you when it goes to court because that's what you do. You kick people's butts.
Lots of lawyers come to us because I am a trial lawyer, and in fact, I've tried two since the COVID virus lifted a little bit to get some jury trials in Harris County. But, boy, is it tough. And I'm the tough guy to take it on for you, Blitzers. And, oh, by the way, Blitzers, before I forget, there's still an hour left to vote. You honor those people that have fought in our military, like AJ and many of my family and many everybody's family that are part of this radio station. So you got an hour left. Get out there and vote. I don't care for who, but gosh darn it, go do it.
Yeah, and I think
Goober, that's my political announcement. For
I think Goober's giving you 50% off to go to the polls too, so no excuse. So, and of course, if you get an accident while you're in that Uber, then I'm calling you, right?
You know, that's exactly right, Fred. And that reminds me, you know, somebody gets in an accident and they don't have any money to pay a doctor. They don't have a regular doctor. Like, what do I do? Well, you call Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900. I'll find a doctor for you that you can see without any money out of your pocket. If you need a ride back and forth, I'll get you an Uber or some mode of transportation getting there. You bet. We'll take care of our people. We always do.
Yeah, and you don't get paid a dime until they win, and you don't charge for your consultations. Tell them how they can get in touch with you, Dave.
You can call me at 713-626-8900, or you can hit me up on my website, which is lawyerdave.com, or you can tweet me at lawyerdavelaw, or by all means, my good buddy Fred will find me for you.
Yeah, you can always hit me up, and a couple people did this weekend, said, hey, I need Lawyer Dave's number, so I sent it to him. So if you can't remember all that, you can just DM me on Twitter or tweet at me or send me an email. What do they do if they need a lawyer?
They had better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5.